recent trends, recent developments with FCPA enforcement and compliance, and in particular, how it applies to your industry. I also want to say that one of the best things about Miller and Chevalier is they let me work out of my home state, which is Texas. I actually have an office right down the street. I fly to D.C. when I need to, and so I have kind of the best of both worlds. I want to start first by thanking the conference and allowing me to come and address you, and also in particular thanking Chris Brown, who's a good friend who introduced me to this conference. All right, I'm going to start, and it's hard to follow the last act with all of the cartoons and pictures. I don't have any pictures, but I do have some stories. And I want to start with a story about what happened last year when I finished my 30 minutes up here on this stage. And during the presentation, we went through the trends. We talked about the spike in enforcement in 2010. We talked about the number of enforcement actions, 27 or 28 in 2012. We also talked about the known FCPA investigations. We generally learn when a publicly listed company is under investigation because this is a material development and it's disclosed in SEC filings. We learn when private companies are under investigation, oftentimes from reports from the press. And so here we have some statistics that our firm has pulled together on the known investigations. And last year we also discussed actions against individuals. This is a stated enforcement priority of the Department of Justice and the SEC today. They are very focused on applying the law not only to companies but to individuals as well. Why is that? The main reason is because they see this as a deterrent effect. It's one thing if you're a business person and your company carries potential liability.